Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
yo, sexy. Come here.
Okay, baby girl got an ass on her. The way she looking make me wanna throw the cash on her. I'm a boss, I ain't even had a flash on her. But she can tell by the way I blew the gas on her. Yeah, that's when I did the dang dash on her. I sent the three shots, let me put a tag on her. She brought it back around, knowing that the cash. I'ma throw the cash till I fall out. Fall out. You gon' show me everything, all out. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday.
The way you showing all that ass, you so fucker, you so fuck. I want you bad like the niece from the huckster. I got the cash, let me know if it's touchable, worth. And then she showed me a tidal wave. I wanna put my name on it like the title slave. I got a stack, I know you want it, we can celebrate. And don't you worry about the money, you supply the cake. I got a bottle in the present with your name on it. I think it's worth every penny, keep the change on it. Running game on it, and every time I come, I'ma throw the same on it. I'ma throw this cash till I fall out. You gon' show me everything, all out. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday.
Baby girl is a dancer, she not a stripper. You wanna see her do the prancer, you better tip her. Them dudes trying to romance her, you never get her. Unless you paying five stacks, you will never hit her work. And shorty already knowing she'll pay the super freak. Just as long as you going. When the mother dudes run out, I'ma still be going. Like the liquor in my glass, watch it still be flowing. Got an ass that a G can put a bottle on. When you free, I got a drink that you can swallow on. You like the winner in the shy, girl, you got me blown. Take my number down, call a boss when you get home. I'ma throw this cash till I fall out. You gon' show me everything, all out. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday. That's what I call an earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday.
Look, they look, yes, no, I spit that fire. See, you should call me Ty. See, I
I will not retire. The flow is so preservative, that means I won't expire. That sour got me high. I only sell to buy. Somebody say I ever told them pussies are a liar. That's gospel with no quiet. Your girl locked with no pliers. I skeet it on her naked back, and that's real talk, no kite. I'm the one the streets they admire. Got the best of them, just like mine. Jeff run shit, just like Barksdale, and I don't fuck with no wire. I got chickens in my coop, waving through the roof. Cherry red S5, call it Campbell Soup. Haters never speak to me, I just say salute. They don't understand, I'm all about my loot. I got Venetians on my feet, Italians in my fleet. Everything is tailor made on what you call unique. Now I'm off of that leash. All that tough talk turned peak. Nigga, you washed up and I popped up. You ain't dropped yet and you beat. Now it's time for my dog to eat. And that flow is way off a beat. Nigga, you brainless. We eat Angus. We put stainless to your cheek. Nigga, I grind hard when you sleep. Ain't no time cause on my sheet. Nigga, I'm self made, but self paid. I'm the upgrade in your street. Only dime chicks in my seat. Keep that 40 close to my reach. Just in case lanes wanna play games and I rearrange your meat. Homie, I'm the camp of my chief. If you go hard or you weak, I don't say nothing till she say something and I ride off with your freak. I got chickens in my coop, waving through the roof. Cherry red S5, call it Campbell Soup. Haters never speak to me, I just say salute. They don't understand the G, I'm all about my loot. I got chickens in my coop, waving through the roof. Cherry red S5, call it Campbell Soup. Haters never speak to me, I just say salute. They don't understand the G, I'm all about my loot. If you know a G, and you notice me, and I'm saying that I'm all about my loot, No one from the street, and I'm gonna eat. Ain't no turning cheeks, I'm all about my loot. Just know this though, man. Be careful the person you shit on today. Cause that nigga just might end up being your boss tomorrow. You dig? Real nigga shit.
Ladies, 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 Slim Goody Magazine is looking for you. Ladies, 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 Slim Goody Magazine is looking for you. Ever think about being a model? People say you should be a model. Well, Slim Goody Magazine is looking for you. Submit 3 photos and your contact information to lookatmecasting@gmail.com and info@slimgoodymag.com. That's lookatmecasting@gmail.com and info@slimgoodymag.com. Or give us a call at 770-744-4335. 770-774-4335.
Hey, yo, sexy. Come here.
Is that your birthday? Okay. Work. Okay. Work. Okay. Work. Baby girl got an ass on her. The way she's looking make me wanna throw this cash on her. I'm a boss, I ain't even had a flash on her. But she can tell by the way I blew that gas on her. Yeah, that's when I did the dang dash on her. I sent the 3 shots, let me put a tag on her. Brought it back around, knowing that the cash want it. She walked up and said, tell a freak how you want it, how you want it. I'ma throw the cash till I fall out, fall out. You gon' show me everything, all out, all out. That's what I call an earthquake, earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake, earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace, a birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday. That's what I call an earthquake, earthquake. That kind of ass that make the earth shake, earth shake. She say Atlanta is a birthplace, birthplace. She wants her money for her birthday.
Ooh, you so deluxe, the way you showing all that ass, you so fuckable.
You so fuckable.
I want you bad like the niece from the Huxtable.
From the Huxtable.
I got the cash, let me know if it's touchable. Worse. And then she showed me a tidal wave.
A tidal
I wanna
wave.
Put my name on it like the title slave.
Like title
I got a stack, I know you want it, we can celebrate. And don't you worry about the money, you supply the cake.
Supply the
I
cake.
Got a bottle in the present with your name
with
on
your
it.
Name
I think it's worth every penny, keep the change on it.
Change
you
on
the best, and I ain't even running game
run
on it.
Game
and
on
every
it.
Time I come, I'ma throw the same on it.
Same on it.
I'ma throw this cash till I fall out.
Till I fall out.
You gon' show me everything, all out. That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Her birthday. Hey. Okay.
That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
You know it.
Uh-huh. She wants her money for her birthday.
Baby girl is a dancer.
She
a dancer.
Not a stripper. You wanna see a dude to prance her, you better tip her. Them dudes trying to romance her, you never get them. Unless you paying five stacks, you will never hit her work. And shorty already knowing, she'll pay the super freak. Just as long as you going, when the mother dudes run out, I'ma still be going. Like the liquor in my glass, watch it still be flowing.
Be flowing.
You got an ass that a G can put a bottle on.
Bottle on.
When you free, I got a drink that you can swallow on.
Swallow
you
on.
Like the winner in the shy, girl, you got me. Take my number down, call a boss when you get home.
When you get home,
I'ma throw this cash till I fall out.
Fall out.
You gon' show me everything, all out.
All out.
That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Her birthday.
That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Waving through the room, cherry red S5, call it Campbell's soup. and say salute. They don't understand a G. I'm all about my loot.
If you know a G and you notice me, and I'm saying that I'm all about my loot. No one from the street, and I'm gonna eat. Ain't no turning cheeks, I'm all about my loot.
Yeah, just know this though, man. Be careful the person you shit on today. Cause that nigga just might end up being your boss tomorrow. You dig? Real nigga shit.
Hey, yo, sexy. Come here. Is that your birthday?
Yeah.
Word?
Okay. What's up?
Yeah.
Baby girl got an ass on her. The way she's looking make me wanna throw this cash on her. I'm a boss, I ain't even had a flash on her. But she can tell by the way I blew that gas on her. Yeah. That's when I did the dang dash on her. I sent the three shots, let me put a tag on her. Brought it back around, knowing that the cash want her. She walked up and said, tell a freak how you want her. How you want her? I'ma throw the cash till I fall out. Fall out. You gon' show me everything, all out.
All out.
That's what I call an earthquake.
An earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Her birthday.
That's what I call an earthquake.
An earthquake.
The kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Ooh, you so deluxe.
The way you showing all that ass, you so fuckable.
You so fuckable.
I want you bad like the niece from the Huxtables.
From the Huxtables.
I got the cash, let me know if it's touchable.
Worth.
And then she showed me a tidal wave.
A tidal
I wanna
wave.
Put my name on it like the title slave.
Like title
I
slave.
Got a stack, I know you want it, we can celebrate.
We can celebrate.
And don't you worry about the money, you supply the cake.
Supply the
I
cake.
Got a bottle in the present with your name
with
on
your
it.
Name
I
on
think it's worth every penny, keep the change
keep
on
the
it.
Change
you
on
the best, and I ain't even running game
money
on
game
it. And
on
every
it.
Time I come, I'ma drop the same on it.
Same on it.
I'ma throw this cash till I fall out.
I fall out.
You gon' show me everything, all out. That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Birthday. Okay.
That's what I call an earthquake.
A earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
You know it.
Uh-huh. She wants her money for her birthday.
Birthday.
Baby girl is a dancer. She
a
not a stripper.
You wanna see a dude to prance or you better tip her. Them dudes trying to romance her, you never get her. Unless you paying five stacks, you will never hit her work. And shorty already knowin', she'll pay the super freak just as long as you goin'. When the mother dudes run out, I'ma still be goin'. Like the liquor in my glass, watch it still be flowin'. You got an ass that a G can put a bottle on. When you free, I got a drink that you can swallow on. You like the winner in the shy, girl, you got me blown. Take my number down, call a boss when you get home.
You get home.
I'ma throw this cash till I fall out.
Fall out.
You gon' show me everything, all out.
All out.
That's what I call an earthquake.
An earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Her birthday.
That's what I call an earthquake.
An earthquake.
That kind of ass that make the earth shake.
The earth shake.
She say Atlanta is a birthplace.
A birthplace.
She wants her money for her birthday.
Her birthday.
All right, man. It's Almost Famous Fridays here on Real Talk with Lee. We got a special guest in the building. We have R&B singing sensation, Favor.
Yes.
It's Favor,
you guys.
It's Favor Valentine.
Favor Valentine.
I said
yes.
Thank you very much, Favor. Now, for the listeners who may not know who Favor Valentine's is, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, Favor Valentine is a soul pop singer. Basically, I mean, I've been singing since the age of 4. I've been pursuing music since the age of 18, or, you know, I mean, basically like forever and a day now. You know, I mean, I'm just someone who just, you know, I'm excited to share my gift with the world, basically. You know, that's what it's all about for me, is just sharing my gift with the world.
Oh, definitely, definitely, man. I got a chance to take a, you know, sneak peek at some of your music. I'm definitely going to be getting the listens on that very soon. Man, you got skills, so I'm going to keep 100. And I'm not just saying that because you're on my show right now. Ask around, I'm a pretty straightforward dude. You know, if it's not that, I say, well, you know, maybe you should go back to the drawing board. But I definitely like what I hear. What was some of your inspirations, man? Like, what made you want to do this?
What made me want to do this? Well, actually, I actually come from a musical family. You know, my mom was a singer, as well as my dad sings as well. So, I just kind of grew up around, you know, music and, you know, singing and, you know, and, you know, of course it was, you know, based from the church, of course, you know, like most singers of today, you know, and basically from there on, I just, you know, kept on like pursuing it and, you know, took it from there.
Definitely, man. I see that you've been working, you know, this new genre that everybody's doing, you know, with the whole social media thing. How'd that come about? What you doing, you know, putting like, you know, music together and putting it online on different platforms?
In terms of like social media?
Yeah, in terms of like social media, I seen like a YouTube.
Okay.
How
are
you
going to
be so successful?
Yeah. Well, basically, yeah. I actually shot two mashup videos, you know, which was done maybe like 2 years ago, and they just basically just blew up for me, you know. It honestly exceeded my expectations, truly, you know. It truly did. Like, you know, like we weren't even expecting such a great outcome from it, but, you know, it was kind of like just that thing to where, you know, we posted it that night and woke up that morning and it was like everywhere. So that's basically like how that whole thing came about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're actually glad you did it. It was kind of, you know, you kind of like taking a risk, taking a gamble there, because you don't know what to expect of it. So it was a good calculated risk then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a good calculated risk for sure.
Definitely. I seen you did some touring, man, over in Europe. Tell the listeners a little bit about that. What was that like? That experience.
I mean, it was a great experience. You know, it was basically in Northern Europe. You know, we went to Sweden, we went to Russia, we went to Germany, and all these just, you know, great places. You know, I mean, places that I thought I'd never see. I mean, and honestly, I mean, it was a great experience. Honestly, you know, it's just one of those experiences like that you would never forget. You know, like I would never forget that experience for sure. You know, honestly.
Okay, now, I see you got quite a few songs. You have an album dropping. You got an album in the works. Like, where can people, you know, get a hold of this music and stuff like that, get their hands on it?
Well, I actually just released my latest single, which is called Back in Time, which is out of all online, you know, which is in all online stores, actually. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. It's everywhere, Back in Time. It's basically a pop ballad. You know, that I'm super duper excited about. You know, I'm very ecstatic about this record for sure. Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about your publicist, Charmaine Blake. What's it like working with her? And, you know, how'd you guys even meet? Because she's pretty well known.
Yeah, she is. I mean, Charmaine is awesome. I mean, we actually met through a friend. You know, it was kind of like that kind of situation. And we've been basically just going strong ever since. You know, she's a people's person. She has a bubbly, you know, personality. You know, she's focused and she's all about business. So, you know, anyone like that, you know, definitely works for me, especially when it comes to business.
Oh, definitely. I let you on a secret. Like, I met Charmaine some years ago, and back when I was kind of like just getting into this whole little media thing, media entertainment thing, and she's been like just a great friend. She's always, you know, willing to lend a helping hand. That's what people miss in these days. You know what I mean? A lot of people won't help you out if they, even if they can, you know what I mean? And she was busy then, you know what I mean? It wasn't like she was a person that wasn't busy. She was a very busy woman even a few years ago. So I always respected that about in the marriage, you know, maybe help somebody who wasn't in, you know, the same position she's in. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Now, what about, like, in the U.S.? Like, do you got some shows coming up around here? You got any things that you are working on currently that you want to share with us?
Yeah, actually, right now I have several shows coming up. I have my listening party, which is going to be held in Hollywood at the Avalon that I'm super-duper excited about right now, which, like, we're actually in the process of, like, putting that whole thing together and just kind of putting, like, the finishing touches on everything right now. So, You know, you guys definitely, you know, definitely be on the lookout for that. Also, I'm supposed to be performing at the Social Media Hot 100 event, which is one of the biggest events out here in California. So we have that in the works right now. And outside of that, like, I just been doing, like, a whole lot of, like, red carpet cameo appearances and stuff like that, you know. Just kind of focusing on just trying to just get the new single out there and just also just kind of, you know, getting myself out there as well. Just kind of let people know that I'm here, you know, and that I'm basically here to stay.
Oh, I like that. I like the sound of that, man. It definitely sounds like you're definitely going places, man. It seems like you're putting the work in. You got things lined up, man. I can appreciate that. Because there's a difference between, you know, doing it as a hobby. The difference between, like, an amateur and a professional is, you know, your level of professionalism. You seem like you have a level of professionalism that's going to take you places, man. Like, talk about the work, because a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes. A lot of people just say, okay, they see you, okay, you're on the red carpet. They see you, you know, blowing up on social media. They see your music all over the place. They don't. Could you speak to the level of work and dedication it takes, you know, to even get in the position you're in now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely, like, a whole lot of work. You know, like, this is something that, like, I always tell people, like one of my biggest questions that I ask artists, like, I'm like, are you in it just to be like Beyonce, or is this something that you eat, sleep, and breathe, you know? And I know for me personally, like, I mean, this is something that I eat, sleep, and breathe, you know? I mean, like, I couldn't think of doing anything else other than this. Like, when I wake up, I'm singing. When I go to bed, I'm singing, you know? So I feel like, you know, it just definitely, you know, definitely has to be something, you know, like, that your heart truly desires, you know, more so than trying to be the next person, you know, because you can only be yourself, you know? You can only be you, you know? And so basically, yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, if that answers the question at all, you know, because I don't want to skate around what you just said or not.
No, it definitely is, because I think that has to, you have to really be living it, because you see a lot of people, those are the ones that, you know, kind of don't last, so they come in and be like one hit wonders. Because here's the thing, getting in the door, you know, that's one thing, but you got to work even harder once you get in. That's what a lot of people fail to realize. You know, it isn't time to, you know, to relax. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people do that. And then wonder, like, oh, what's going on? Why didn't their career go where they wanted it to be? And that's what I see from, you know, a lot of different people. And you can tell, you see the ones that have longevity. You see people in the game, you know, 15, 20 years plus. And you see the ones that came in the game and, you know, had a short run. It's only different between those people. It's usually not, like, talent-wise, because there's a lot of talent individuals in the industry. But it's their work ethics behind the scenes that nobody sees. Nobody sees, you know, someone in the studio to the sun come up. No one sees you. You might have slept in 2-3 days. No one sees this. You know what I'm saying? I know the hustle. I know you've probably been up, you know, all night, maybe got an hour or two of sleep and right back to work.
Oh, God, yeah.
People on the outside looking in never see that part. You know what I mean? I like to, you know, share that with them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I can definitely kind of – well, I can definitely relate to that. You know, I mean, even just as far as going as, like, sleeping in airports and just, you know, just, I mean, just honestly just, like, going without so much, you know, like, just follow your dreams, you know, like, dealing with, you know, so much, you know, because, you know, being inside the music industry is, like, you have to deal with a lot of, like, people that are sometimes to where, like, it's just very, like, I'm really trying to find the word,
politics. It's not, you got to do a lot of politics.
Yeah, like,
isn't that politics,
yeah, like, exactly,
some worse?
Yeah. Like, and it's not always as steady or just even as promising. So it's kind of like you have to take the good with the bad, basically.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
so
you
have to
deal with bootleg promoters.
Exactly.
I did music about 15, 20 years ago, right? I done seen promoters promote a show, get an act out there, right? And then they don't got the money to pay the act, and I done seen people, you know, cut out the back door of the club. I mean, it's really that shady, you know what I mean? And leave the audience there mad as a mug, because say you, I don't want to name it, but say you be an A-list celebrity, a big artist, right? And then where they work, if they want half for a front, another half when they get there. So say you didn't do the numbers you thought you expected, and instead of going and paying that artist what you agreed to, they don't got the money and they don't come out the pocket, and these people cut out the back door, leaving a club who is irate. You know what I mean? Them people are,
yeah.
I mean, could you imagine you when you see your favorite star and you get there and they're not coming out? You don't care about the reason. You know,
okay,
you paid your money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not a good feeling at all. That's not a good feeling.
Not at all,
like,
man.
That's
well, yeah, you sound like it is something you enjoy. I hear the passion in your voice when you sing, man. I was like, man, I was just texting your PR. I was like, man, that boy can sing, you know. Not just, I was like, man, that boy can sing, man, flat out.
Okay.
You know, just when I heard the news.
It.
So I'm definitely rubbed me the right way. We're definitely
going
to follow up on this, man. I definitely want to come out to maybe one of your live events. Bring my team out there. Bring a couple of the, you know, bring my whole crew out there, right? Get some live interviews with some of the models and stuff like that that we do, man. Because I'm definitely gonna get your schedule, man. Because you got some nice events coming up, and me myself, I like to do different, you know, different events. Traveling, that's my main thing now. I just mainly do live in person events, man. The red carpets and stuff like that. I was gonna say what you got going on besides music? You have any other thing that interests you that maybe you might want to pursue as well? You know, like some people might do, like, I don't know, books, or some people might do fashion design. You have any aspirations for that as well?
Well, I actually started my own T-shirt line, which is called Favorite. So basically, you know, I've been also working on there as well. You know, we've been, you know, already, you know, selling shirts and, you know, whether it be, you know, like via online, you know, with that. Also, I also wrote my own reality TV show. So, you know, we've been also in the process of trying to get that pitched and picked up as well. So those are the other things that I've been working on outside of just doing music per se.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you got a reality TV show? Hey, man, I need to come out and audition, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm an aspiring actor myself. You know, you seen that last movie that came out with Taraji P. Henson?
I think I saw
you know
it.
She just did with the Tyler Perry movie. Did you catch that?
I don't know if I saw that one or not.
I mean, I'm all
like
up through that, boy. I'm all up through that, man. Yeah, man, just, you know, if you get a chance, I'm all up through that one, you know. Anything you ain't seen, you probably gonna see me in this. No, I'm just messing with you, man. But tell the people how they can get with Favorite Valentine, man. Let the people know how to get at you. Give them your contact. Give them your social media sites and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, you can catch me at Instagram/Favorite Valentine, YouTube, Favorite Valentine, Twitter at Favorite Valentine, Facebook, same thing. Favorite Valentine, and also my email is tansing_18@yahoo.com. Again, it's tansing_18@yahoo.com. So that's basically how you can contact me. Yeah.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, man. You know, this is Almost Famous Fridays. I'll probably change the name of the show one day because this dude is going places. Remember, y'all heard the name here first. I'm trying to tell you, this gentleman is on his way. He'll be back. We're gonna give you some live footage of one of his events. Hold the line for me, Valentine. And I'm gonna get up out of here, man. So,
okay.